Harvey Wasserman, is a senior advisor to Greenpeace USA, the Nuclear Information and Resource Service. He's senior editor of freepress.org. I highly recommend you check out freepress.org. And he's the author of several books, including Solartopia, a vision of what we can do energy-wise in the next 20 and 30 years, but also several books with Bob Fitrakis about elections and the stealing of elections, how the GOP stole America's 2004 election and is rigging 2008, and their new one, Esgo's Ohio, Election Theft Since 2004. Welcome, Harvey.
Well, Terry, great to be with you. Thanks for having me on here from the from Ground Zero, as you say, in Central Ohio.
Yep. Let me ask you, where do we stand today in terms of these incredible? Let me preface it by saying, I go to an event and everyone's going, oh, how do you feel? Are you nervous? You know, do you think it's, you know, how do you think it's going to go and so on? And I find myself at this point, given the debate performances, given the economic crisis, etc., I find myself saying, I think unless it's stolen, Obama's going to win.
It's a big unless. We think there are two 800-pound gorillas in the room. Of course, the one is race. Nobody knows how race is going to play out in this election. The Bradley factor, you know, born
right.
in L.A., will white men who tell pollsters they'll vote for a black man actually do it once they're in the voting booth? Well, nobody knows about that one.
Right.
We are encouraged by the massive turnout apparently building of young people who are seem to be far less affected by issues of race than their parents.
Right, and I would say also, I think, and as anything that leads one to shy away from Obama, whether it's being a lifelong Republican or his being strange or new or inexperienced, I'm thinking that the crises, I think will moderate any of those, including the race one. But you're right. It's a question mark we don't know the answer to until November 4th or 5th.
Right. At this point in time, not to play the horse race game, I am reasonably confident that Barack Obama will win the legitimate popular vote. Whether he wins the election is another story. And, of course, we saw in Ohio in 2004 the outright theft of an election, and we are concerned that it could happen again. Now, I think we're in better shape in many ways than we were in 2008 because we've been campaigning on this for eight years. I mean, there were only really a couple people who came forward after Florida in 2000. Bev Harris, who pointed out the problems with the electronic voting machines, and Greg Palast.
Palast, about the felon purges.
Yes, about the felon purges, which are still going on.
I know. Well, now they've widened that. It works so well with felons. Now they're basically doing it with anybody.
Anybody, right. And so, well, suspected of voting Democratic is a big problem.
I think so, yes.
So we saw in 2004 then in Ohio a do-everything strategy. Bob Fitrakis and I documented over 100 different tactics that the Rove campaign used to disenfranchise people, to throw away their ballots, to intimidate people, to rig electronic voting machines. We now have a major lawsuit going on trying to nail a guy named Michael Connell.
What's going on?
We have located a guy who has been key to the IT, the computer organization, sort of the netherworld of computer manipulation carried on by the Bush-Rove team since 2000. This guy, Michael Connell, programmed the Bush-Cheney website in 2000 and then was hired by J. Kenneth Blackwell in Ohio in 2004 to tabulate the votes in Ohio. This is a Republican operative, and he moved the data from the Ohio vote count to a basement in a bank building in Chattanooga, Tennessee, the same basement where there was housing the servers for the Republican National Committee. And as of 12:20 in the morning, John Kerry had a clear victory in Ohio. Suddenly the data all goes to this place in Tennessee, and it comes back around 2. The whole trend starts to change, and by 8 in the morning, George W. Bush wins Ohio and the presidency.
So let me, in case anyone kind of was half listening or didn't quite hear it because they were driving or something, what you just said is, I mean, I've been following this and I've told people this and they go, you know, it's like they can't believe it. In other words, we can look at the associations. In other words, the head of the Bush campaign in Ohio is the Secretary of State. He hires someone who has done the Bush campaign website and is now hired to tabulate the votes of Ohio. But what's crazier is, instead of keeping those votes in computer servers in Columbus, in Cleveland, and so on, everything that's picked up from every county and every precinct is, for some reason, sent to servers in Tennessee.
Right.
And numbers are tabulated there, and those totals are then sent back to Ohio.
Yes, and as of 12:20 at night, as I said, John Kerry was substantially ahead. And then there was a blackout, which is fairly typical of close elections won by Republicans under dubious circumstances. Suddenly the data stops flowing, and at 2 in the morning it reverses, and George W. Bush takes the presidency. The Republicans attribute this to a mythical or mystical influx of evangelical voters that allegedly came late in the day in Amish counties where nobody votes.
Oh, my God.
So this all came down, and Michael Connell was right in the middle of it. And since then, a fellow named Stephen Spoonamore, a McCain delegate to the Republican convention, has come forward and said that Michael Connell may have been involved in, shall we say, dubious activities as an information.
Where does this stand? What is this suit? This is a civil suit?
Yes, it's part of the King Lincoln Bronzeville civil rights lawsuit, of which I am a plaintiff. The Franklin County Board of Elections pretty much denied me an absentee ballot until I threatened them with 4 phone calls and the magic words, "I'm with the media." And Bob Fitrakis and Cliff Arnebeck are the chief attorneys, and we have, sort of trying to subpoena. Well, we are subpoenaing Michael Connell, but he's resisting. And with Michael Connell, we hope to get Karl Rove, who was
behind. What does the suit allege?
It alleges that the rights of young voters and voters of color in and others, including me, in the 2004 election were denied our fair access to the ballot.
And then the
judge, the federal judge, Algernon Marbley, has given us a number of key victories, including a ruling that the state of Ohio had to preserve and gather the election data, all the data from the 2004 election, into a central repository.
But hadn't 80% of the counties destroyed
56 of the 88 counties in Ohio came back and said, well, we threw ours away. One county blamed it on the recycling operation.
Those crazy greens.
In one county, they claimed that a carafe of coffee spilled on the ballot.
Of Starbucks, no doubt. Yes.
It's 56 dog ate my homework excuses. No one has been prosecuted for
But this, it's against the law, right? In other words,
it's against federal law.
In other words, it isn't just this judge saying, show it to me. It's that you're supposed to save it anyway, right?
Yeah, well, no, the law states that for 22 months, until 2 months after prior to the next federal election, all election-related materials must be preserved. But that was about to expire, and
right.
Kenneth Blackwell was about to destroy everything, Algernon Marbley ruled that these materials needed to be further preserved and sent to Columbus for a central repository. The new Secretary of State, Jennifer Bruner, a Democrat, was in the process of setting up a central repository in Columbus when word came that the 56 of the 88 counties had destroyed all or part of their records.
What can people do? And let me first give out a couple of websites while you're figuring what should people be doing at this point. Rock the Vote has a good guide to voter registration. That's rockthevote.com. Fair Vote has a lot of information focused on particular ways to register young people reaching voting age. That's at fairvote.org. The Brennan Center for Justice at brennancenter.org has some great proposals on universal voting. But there's people trying to get people to be poll workers, poll monitors,
yes,
et cetera. Is there still time to get involved with that? And where can
yes,
people learn more?
And we're urging people to go to a swing state. You know, if you're in California, Nevada, New Mexico, and Colorado all qualify as swing states. And what we want is every precinct in America should have a video the vote team, where people are there with video cameras to, if anyone's rights are infringed or there are questions that arise, we want that on video. Where you can, it may be too late in some states. You got to register 30 days out. You can be a poll worker. In Ohio, people actually get $120. We had a weekend conference here in Columbus. We just posted a whole bunch of videos, including a YouTube for me and for Mark Chrisman Miller, for Bob Fitrakis at freepress.org. Freepress.org. If you want to get educated, go there. We also had a piece posted called Be a Poll Worker and Save American Democracy at freepress.org, which tells people what they can do. Be a poll worker, poll observer, poll judge. Help people register. Make sure that people are properly registered. A lot of people think they're registered, have been caged by the Republicans and knocked off the voter rolls.
In case people don't know what that is, let me very quickly put that in, and that is that the bill that was passed after the 2000 election, instead of making things worse, better, may have made things worse.
Well, that's the Help America Vote Act.
Right.
Yes.
And what it allowed was states to put in these purges, these computer purges. And what they're doing is they're going through, many states are going through, and they are looking at if there is any record on your tax, your voting, your this, your that, that they aren't identical, you might get dropped in the rolls. In other words, if your middle initial shows up one place, or if McNally has a capital C one place and a small C in another, I might get thrown off. So don't be complacent at all. It is worth your while and every member of your family and every friend of yours. Matter of fact, when you run into someone these days, don't go, "What do you think of those Dodgers?" Go, "Are you registered to vote? And and then when they say, "Oh yeah, yeah," say, "But are you really registered to vote?" And if everyone who means to vote checks their registration and tells everyone they know to check their registration, we will probably get a million voters who otherwise are going to show up at the polls and be told, "You're not here anymore. You're wrong. You're not registered." And once that happens, especially if you're in a precinct where there's too many voters and not enough voting machines, you will have a tough time straightening it out in a time to make a difference.
Yes, and a lot of people, especially young people, elderly people, homeless people of color, have been targeted by the GOP to negate their registrations, especially if people have moved. Some states now are imposing a photo ID requirement. People are going to show up at the polls without photo ID and not be able to vote. People are also confused. They show up and ask for a paper ballot and will be given a provisional ballot. And provisional ballots are prone to get thrown in the trash.
But you are allowed to ask for paper ballot in almost every precinct, yes?
In Ohio, yes. I'm not sure about the other
states.
Okay,
I got to let you go, Harvey. Harvey Wasserman, keep up the good work. The website is freepress.org.
Look for the videos and for the articles on what you
right.
can do.
This poll
working
be a poll
thing. Worker and save democracy.
Be a poll worker. You can save democracy. It isn't enough just to vote. You've got to be there to make sure other people get to vote.